This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have Paul Grabowski in today, who is the artistic director at Monash Uni and is going to be chatting with us about On by Circa.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hey, Paul, you know, like, we were talking off air about you're involved in so many things, and then we stopped you because what's this with the MSO? Archie Roach, you know, like, tell us some of this stuff that you're involved with.
Oh, I'd love to, David. Well, I've been associated with Archie for a long time now. We've been working together on and off for nearly 20 years. Mm. And quite coincidentally, I was approached a couple of years ago to be the composer in residence for the MSO, the Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And, you know, normally those appointments run for a year, but because of what's happened over the last couple of years, it's been a very extended tenure.
Yep.
You know, the pieces that I've been writing have been played, you know, in the last few months, really. One early last year during a break in lockdowns, which was a big piece with the orchestra and some traditional songmen from Arnhem Land, and also members of the Australian Art Orchestra, which was an ensemble that I used to...
Yes.
I founded some years ago. The second work I did was a series of, orchestral settings of Archie Roach songs, which he performed with the orchestra at the Bowl. That was a really beautiful gig.
Mm.
It was one of those perfect nights, you know, and we had 8,000 people.
Wow.
Listening to the great man. And the next one will be in October. I'm writing a piece for Lisa Gerrard.
Yeah.
Who's an extraordinary singer.
Yeah.
Who some of your listeners will remember from her band Dead Can Dance, but also, you know, her work on Gladiator and a whole lot of other famous soundtracks. That's a piece called Immortal Diamond. And then there's a couple more which will be rolling out next year. So that's been a really wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. And Paul, do you like composing? Is it something you enjoy?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I've been doing it for most of my professional life. And, you know, it's one of those things that you never stop learning by doing. It's, you know, composition is all about experimentation, essentially. You're trying to see how things will sound, how what will work and what doesn't work. And, you know, in the process of writing something, you learn so much and then you can apply it to the next thing that you do.
Mm.
So, I mean, for me, I'm perpetually curious anyway. I can't bear to stop learning. So, you know... this is just a wonderful opportunity. I'm very grateful to the orchestra because they're a wonderful band, full of incredible players. And, you know, they've taken to these very new propositions that I've put to them with incredible excitement and enthusiasm.
Now, tell us about Monash, because you've been there, you know, I said a couple of years, but of course we all forget what's happened in the last couple of years. And you said you've
what did happen.
Yeah. You've been at Monash for 10 years now.
Yeah, I started there in 2012. And I was originally what is called a Vice Chancellor's Professorial Fellow, which... You know, I'd just come off being the AD at the Adelaide Festival, and the then Vice-Chancellor, Ed Byrne, had a vision for Monash being, particularly the Clayton campus, being a sort of cultural hub for the southeast of Melbourne, and got me on board to try and help him develop that idea. And there was a little organisation in Monash called the Monash University Academy of Performing Arts, which sounds like a teaching institution, but it actually was something which kind of ran what was then fairly moribund arts infrastructure. So there was the Alexander Theatre, which was sort of in the process of falling down really at that time, and Robert Blackwood Hall, which is the graduations hall, which is also used... regularly by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. They choose to record there because the acoustic is so beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And there's another theatre down on the Peninsula campus called the George Jenkins Theatre as well. So I then became the head of that particular organisation within Monash. And then during the last few years, before COVID, we got the opportunity to redevelop Alexander Theatre as part of a new performing arts complex called the Ian Potter Centre for Performing Arts. And that has three venues. So it has a beautiful jazz club called The Counts, and it has an extraordinary room called the David Lee Sound Gallery. And it's got the beautiful new Alexander Theatre, which has got more seats and beautiful sound. So we're now in the process of curating year-round events under the banner MLive. That's our sort of brand. And in the process of doing that, we're commissioning a lot of new work. And really the first, well, not the first cab off the rank, but the largest commissioned work to date will unveil on Thursday night, which is On by Circa. And I'm very excited about that because, you know, Circa is a major performing arts organisation in Australia, Brisbane-based, world-famous physical theatre company.
Yep.
And, you know, their artistic director, Yaron Lifshitz, is a friend of mine. We've been talking about working together for years now. I first became aware of the company when I was running the Queensland Music Festival back in, you know, 2006-07, around that time. And I've just watched their ascent, which has been extraordinary. I mean, they've got several shows touring the world at the moment. And the fact that we've been able to get them to create a show just for us. Of course, it will have, as all of his shows do, a long life and hopefully travel widely.
What about the music?
The music is by Jethro Woodward, and he's an electroacoustic composer. It'll be a surprise to all of us. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, okay.
But his reputation, of course, is fantastic, particularly for music for theatre.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. And one of the great opportunities for a composer in our theatre is that we have this extraordinary sound system there called the Meyer Sound Constellation System, which is a fully programmable acoustic so that you can change the nature of the acoustic in the room to be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
From something like a cathedral.
Wow.
To something absolutely dry.
Oh.
And you can also move sound around three-dimensionally in real time.
Oh, God, the things are changing so much in that world, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It absolutely is gobsmacking.
Right.
Yeah. And we've got one in the sound gallery that I mentioned before, which is a very focused room. It's about the size of the salon at the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yep.
And, you know, you can really, in a room like that, really get a sense of what an amazing environment it is, where a composer can actually design pieces that immerse and travel around you.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah, it's technology, hey? Yeah. Does it scare you, or do you embrace it?
Oh,
you
look,
know, being
a
composer.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I mean, I don't claim to understand nearly as much about it as a lot of, you know, my younger peers who've grown up with that sort of technology, and they've got a kind of a handle on it. It's a natural extension of their thought processes, whereas I had to kind of learn it in a very, you know, careful and slightly, you know, uneducated way.
Yeah.
So for me, it's I really prefer to hand this kind of technology over to the people who really do know how to use it. And watch them fly.
Yeah.
You know, that's the wonderful
thing. And also, Paul, that's your role as well, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. So, essentially, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, lovely to speak to you again. Well, hold on. Let's talk a little bit more about it. It's on April 7th. As you said, which
six
is...
Six and seven. I think we open on Thursday. It's
right.
Thursday, Friday.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is it?
It's at the Alexander Theatre on the Clayton campus of Monash University, Wellington Road, Clayton.
How do you get tickets?
Well, you can go to our website, which is MLive at Monash University. I think I've got to actually remember what the website is. But it's very easy to find. If you look for MLive Monash,
yep.
It will direct you straight to the website.
Of course it is. Yeah, of course it will. All right. Look, Paul, you always fascinate me because you're always doing something exciting and wonderful. and you're like, and you
I must have a short attention span. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, you jump from one thing to the next. Only 10 years at Monash. What's wrong with you? So thanks so much for calling in, and it's this sounds fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Paul. And we've actually got a track, I think, from the piece called, I think it's Quartet by, that was provided by the publicist.
Oh, wonderful.
So we should be able to play that as we go out now.
Terrific. Basically.
So this is this is part of the piece that's been prepared for this show.
Oh, wow. And, I can't wait to hear it.
let's hope technology doesn't let me down now that I'm really pumped it up.
So. You'll be right, Neil. It'll be fine.
Thanks so much. This is Quartet here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.